Technology group Altron has had somewhat of a resurrection. The group's confirmed that it's done with its turnaround strategy that's already bearing fruit. The company recently reported double-digit growth in annual earnings, but to what extent are the markets buying in? Company CEO Mteto Nyati joins us now, while Imtiaz Suleiman from Sentio Capital is still with us so we can assess the investment merit it's presenting at this stage. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening, Mteto. We have your turnaround strategy, as I say, complete, and 2 years into a five-year strategy, you're almost a year ahead of plan in hitting key milestones. What's fueling the traction you're making in the current economic climate?
So when we put together the turnaround strategy 2 years ago, what we found out that we're actually sitting with a gold mine in Altron. We had 20,000 customers in South Africa and 5,000 customers in the UK. In most of those customers, we're actually servicing those customers with one or two products or services, compared to probably about 50 other things that we could be doing with these customers. Mm-hmm. So we said, let's have our very simple strategy. Look after the customers that you have and sell more to those customers. Just cross-selling and upselling. That's our strategy. And that's what we're doing, and we continue to be doing that. It's in line with the buying behavior of our customers.
It's a key question, because looking at your latest set of numbers, yes, headline earnings per share from continuing operations up 50%, but revenue on continuing operations up a more tepid 7%. So what level of demand is actually propping things up versus the operational shifts you're now leveraging off as a result of the turnaround?
So if you were to look at operationally, we grew our revenue 30%. But because of the new accounting standards, IFRS 15, because of that standard, now we saw that the way we're showing the revenue, in particular in the UK, changed. So operationally, it was 30%, mm-hmm. and an EBITDA level, 24%. So we're very comfortable growing top line and bottom line.
MTS, this is a company that was once a JSE top 40 member. It lost favor with investors after a series of strategy blunders. Are you convinced by what's now in play? And I think using the analogy of a gold mine is going to need some adapting, because the value that it's presenting has grown exponentially post the turnaround plan.
Yeah, I think what's really encouraging, for us is that the growth has come out as organic growth and not acquisitive growth, which is very positive. A number of companies go out and make acquisitions and sort of produce growth, and then a few years down the line, they really struggle to integrate those businesses. So Altron, they've got a presence, Bytes in UK, rolling out the Microsoft licenses, especially the NHS contract, which was big in their lives. And that's quite positive. But my question to Mteto would be, in terms of that government contract, are you concerned about the whole sort of debacle around Brexit and the funding issues around NHS?
Look, the contract in the UK is yes, it is big, but it is not real. Even if you pull out of that contract, the organic growth that we had in the UK is about 40% year-on-year growth. So the driver for us is not all of these big deals. We've got repeat deals that we continue to be doing in that market. In the market in the UK, there is this digital transformation that most of those customers are doing. They are probably 3 years ahead of us here in mm-hmm. South Africa in terms of digital transformation. That's the fuel. If you look at the Microsoft in that market, it's growing 20%. We're growing slightly ahead of them because we are, as we are aligned with that customer. So for us, we are comfortable with the way things are in the UK and also here in South Africa. In South Africa, our business in South Africa grew 15% compared to the market that is growing in the IT space about 5-6%, which means we're taking market share here in South Africa. And it's linked back to our strategy of focusing on our 20,000 customers and doing more with those customers.
You mentioned the fact that South Africa is a laggard compared to digital transformation we're seeing on a global scale.
Yes.
How quickly do you see South African clients actually jumping on board here within a low to no growth environment?
You see, the good thing is there are cloud services providers like Microsoft decided to have a data center here, and Amazon Web Services will be having another one next year. The cloud platform, having a data center locally, is the, I would say, the catalyst of this digital transformation. Now you have had companies like Standard Bank deciding to move to the cloud, because now we no longer have issues of data sovereignty. We have a government in South Africa also moving to the cloud because the data centers are here. That's the enabler for that digital transformation.
And does austerity drive the South African government more so towards your agenda?
Because they need to be driving down costs on the one hand. Going to the cloud is linked to that. But on the other hand, us as citizens are demanding better services from our government. So when they move there, they will be able to do the kind of services that we're expecting to try and professionalize the home affairs of this world.
The imperative word there being when they get there. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio. That, of course, CEO of Altron, Mteto Nyati, and MTS Suleiman from Sentio Capital as well.